Bill Gates, why this is important is Bill Gates is a genius with technology, computers, and now he's getting into the health, which impacts every single person in the world. You know, computers, you know, only about what, a couple, maybe half the world uses a computer or a cell phone or whatever it is, but every single person in the world has a body and health to take care of. So we read in Revelation 13 about where the world is going at some point, that's where it's going to go with this global leader, and he's going to make people take a mark. And the number of this man is 666, and we don't know exactly what that means or how that's going to play out. It's going to have something to do with that. So I came across a patent that was recently put in March 26th of this year on a website called PatentScope. And I'll post this on thechristianworldview.org, and you can research it for yourself. It's very interesting. And it's a place where it's like a patent portal where all the patents around the world are put online. And again, you have to research it for yourself. And this particular patent was put on by none other than Microsoft Technology Licensing from Redmond, Washington, where Microsoft is headquartered. And the title of the patent is called Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. Now, it's a little technical, but it's something to do with human body activity associated with a task provided to be a user to a user, maybe used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. From what I understand of this, it's like some way that your body is able to use currency. Cryptocurrency is an online digital currency. It's not sourced to any particular currency of a country. It's a trading currency online. It's becoming more and more popular. So it's a way of buying and selling, basically, through your body activity data. I'm not sure how that plays out, but we'll put it online. I just thought the patent number itself was very interesting. The patent number is this, WO2020. The patent number is 060606. I'll let you decide what you want to do with that particular coincidence. Bill Gates, let me say in summary today, is not the Antichrist. I don't believe. I'm not saying that at all. He's not the beast. We're not in, you know, the tribulation right now. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is Christians need to be alert, understand the times for technologies and people who are providing the money, the brain power, and the technology for the world to get there so that Christians aren't deceived. Like, oh, this is a wonderful thing.